It's our first win of the season, and it was certainly needed. I thought we played, very well as a team. We were very purposeful when we took the field, and our guys were very focused on what we had to do. And I think the result was we played very complementary football in terms of the offense picking up the defense, defense picking up the offense, and getting some key plays in our special teams. And I think another key was that we were able to start fast in this game. I think we scored on four of our first five possessions or something like that, and we were able to get off the field the first five possessions of the game without allowing a score. So we were able to build up a lead, and I thought we saw a lot of explosive plays. I can't say enough about what Derek Robertson did at quarterback, throwing for 390 yards and four touchdowns. He spread the ball around to seven different receivers. We had four running backs who combined for 200 and close to 250 yards rushing. Josh Derry had a big day at receiver and was honored by the conference as a player of the week because of that, with seven catches for 227 yards and a couple of touchdowns. So I thought it was a very good day overall.
First question this morning from Steve Ellison. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, Steve.
The passing numbers have been so impressive, and even in the last game, I mean, Derek even missed, it seemed like, a couple of guys running downfield and still threw for 390. Has the passing game even surprised you a little bit early in the season with the
Well,
production?
I think not really. I mean, obviously, Derek is a very cerebral, very talented player at the quarterback position. He's got loads of experience coming in, so it's not like he's a new player. He's maybe new to Monmouth, only being here since January. But he's played in this conference before, and he's extremely competitive, but also extremely talented. And I think he has a group of receivers. As I said, I think we had seven receivers with catches in the game. We're young. We've got sophomores and juniors filling out the receiver position. But I think what we're starting to see is that it's a very talented group, and there's not one guy you can say, well, he's the go-to guy and we've got to defend him. It could be a different guy each and every week, Steve.
And just, you touched on Josh Derry. Talk about him, a sophomore putting up those kind of early season numbers, and kind of his progress from last year to this
Well,
year.
Josh, a year ago, he really came onto the scene, and he really was able to demonstrate as a freshman the true talent and ability that he has. And now he's become kind of a go-to guy for us. He's a guy that, we're going to ask to do certain things in critical situations. We're going to try to get him the ball. And he's one of those guys. He's going to make sure that he comes through with his responsibility every time. He's a guy that you can depend on. He's a vicious blocker in the run game. And then when he has an opportunity to go down the field and catch a pass, he's very dynamic. And I think one of the things that's lost on some people, not on us certainly, but he has tremendous speed. And maybe people don't realize that. That's not one of the things you always see on video, but he's got great speed.
And obviously the defense really stepped up in this game. Having looked back at the film of the game, what did you see that you really liked from them?
Well, I thought we really ran to the ball as well as we have in any of the first three games. Our pursuit was outstanding. Matter of fact, we showed the guys yesterday. There was probably 20 clips where at the end of the play, all 11 guys were standing there around the ball carrier or the receiver. And any great defense is going to have tremendous pursuit. And I think, that's where we're getting to. And even though we have six sophomores playing on the defensive side, they're really starting to come into their own, or at least they did on Saturday, and we hope that that's just one of the steps in their growth and in their development. So they're starting to come along as a group. As you said, we were able to get a number of three and outs, get the ball back to our offense, and on that day, our offense was just extremely explosive.
And just on FIU, what do you see from them? What are
Well,
the challenges?
it's our third long distance trip in the first 4 weeks of the season. We have another flight down to Miami. But they're an extremely talented, extremely athletic team. And they have 45 transfers on their roster, all contribute in some way. Defensively, they do a great job of pressuring the quarterback. They force their opponents into five interceptions so far. They make it really difficult on an offense to move the ball. And offensively, as I said, they've got an abundance of talent at the receiver position, all shapes and sizes, but all tremendously fast. They have three running backs that kind of share the load. The quarterback, although he's a sophomore, he's got a big arm. He's extremely athletic, and he's elusive when he pulls the ball down and runs with it.
Terrific. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Ken, we talked a little bit last week. There had to have been some emotions for Derek going back to Maine in that game, and he obviously handled it very well with the day that he had. But did you say anything to him before the game, or what did you sense as the game was getting underway?
I didn't have to say anything to him. I could tell, from the moment we got on the plane to go up to Maine that he was extremely focused. He was going up there with a purpose in mind. I even asked him if he wanted to speak to the team before the game, and he declined. He said, "No, I know what I have to do." He went out there in the beginning of the game. I think he was a little amped up. He missed a couple of receivers by overthrowing them, really, that he had some guys open. But once he settled in, he was very purposeful. He was very intent. He knew what he wanted to accomplish, and he was extremely effective on the
With all the big numbers in the passing
day.
game, sort of got lost a little bit. But Rodney Nelson, 14 carries, 91 yards, and touchdown to Mekhi Green with 73 yards. Talk about the day that those guys had for you.
Well, Rodney's one of those sophomores I was talking about. He's a guy that, didn't get a lot of carries last year, obviously with Jaden and some of the other guys that we had. But he's become a guy that we can heavily depend on right now. He's very dynamic. He's got probably more speed than maybe people give him credit for, or maybe it hasn't shown up on video yet. But he's extremely dynamic. He's extremely durable. And then you got Mekhi Green, who's pure speed. The fastest guy we've ever had in our program here. He can take it the distance anytime he touches the ball. And our offensive staff, headed by Jeff Gallo, are doing a great job of coming up with creative ways to get the ball in his hands in space.
I want to go back one more. I know you touched with on the defense with Steve, but you hold Maine to 286 yards. The defense has struggled over the last couple of weeks. How much confidence do you see them being able to take from that performance on Saturday?
Well, I think a significant amount, to be honest with you, Rob. I mean, it's a new defensive scheme that they just put in spring ball. It's a young group. As I said, there's five sophomores in that play a significant amount of time on that side of the ball. So they're just starting to become comfortable, I think, in the system, in the scheme. Our defensive coordinator, Lewis Walker's doing, I think, a great job of installing belief in these guys. And when you have a game like they were able to have on Saturday, now it's easier to believe in what you're doing. It's easier to have confidence in what you're doing.
Just want to touch, you talked about how talented FIU is and the length of the trip. Having this game in week four, I know you have to take these games where they fall on your schedule, but how difficult is that to have that in the midst of that, and what is sort of the mindset as you go down there?
Well, let's say that having an FBS opponent in week four is less than ideal. Let me say that. But it's how the schedule played out, and it's a game that we've got to go play. It's our third long distance trip in the first 4 weeks of the season. So I think from a travel aspect, we're kind of used to traveling, so we'll be okay with that, even for a young team. But they're a very, very talented team. They put up 50 some points on Central Michigan in week two. They had kind of a back and forth game with Florida Atlantic this past weekend. In week number one, they went up and played at Indiana, who appears to have a very formidable team this year. And I think they held their own in that game. So, they're going to present a lot of problems for you. The one is the depth and the speed that they have. And you're going to see that anytime you play an FBS opponent. They're going to have a tremendous amount of depth, and they're going to have a lot of speed. And then when you enter, add into that, the amount of transfers they have, the veteran players that they have, that's going to make it a little more difficult.
All right, Kevin, safe travels to Miami. Good luck on Saturday, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Right, thank you.